Can you tell me about different kinds of wood fences that people used to have around here?
They had something called a rail fence.
What did it look like?
It was rails, and you take it and put them on each end. I mean, you had to put them together, something like that. They lay on top of each other like that, what they call a rail fence.
Did the rail fences have any different names, or did you just call them all rails?
All I know was a rail fence.
How about the kind of fences that people had around their yards?
Well, sometimes they have a paling, you know, they have paling, sometimes they have wire fences. But now nobody here don't ever have no fence. But they used to have, sometimes some of them have paling, what you call paling, a picket fence. But way back in a long time ago, they had some of them had rail fences. They had it at all, they had any fence around the house at all.
Did the picket fence, have points on top?
Mm-hmm.
Suppose you had too many people spending the night here and you had to make a bed on the floor. What would you call that?
A pallet.
Yeah. And do you have a name for low ground in a river valley where people might plant some crops?
Well, not unless you call it what, a valley?
Okay. And would you name several kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads?
Uh-huh.
You'd have a dirt road and a paved road. You know, two kinds you have it.
I don't know.
A dirt road and a paved road. I think them the only two kinds you can have.
Okay, what if the paved road has a black colored surface?
Some of them have black and some of them kind of light looking.
You have different names for the black and the light?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called asphalt for the black or blacktop?
Well, now when they make a paved road, yeah, it's called. I mean, they say they top it with asphalt. Asphalt. Can't say that word because I don't have my top teeth. But still, we call it a paved road. See, a paved road and a dirt road.
Uh huh.
But they do have a black top to it. See.
Okay. Do you have a name for a grassy strip, maybe about this wide, that's between the sidewalk and the street?
I might have, but I can't think of.
Okay. And what do you call a ditch by the side of a road out in level country?
It would just be a ditch, wouldn't it?
Okay. And what do you call a worthless old dog that just hangs around and doesn't do any work?
A sour dog. Just upset with a sour when I read.
Do you have a name for the gentle sound that horses make when they're going to be fed?
Mm-hmm.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. They call that whicker, ain't it? Is that what they call it?
That's what a lot of people call it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped sort of like this?
A sweetheart bone.
And do kids like to play with that?
Uh-huh.
What do they do?
They always say, give me the sweetheart bone. They eat them like to take it and pull it and break it.
And what happens to the one who gets the bigger part?
Well, they say, what they say, he's going to marry, one marry a single man, the other marry, that's the old scene, you see?
Oh. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
I might have, but I just forgot already.
Okay. And what do you call a second growth of hay or clover or something like that? You know, you plant it the first time and you harvest it, cut it off, and then it just comes back by itself.
Second growth.
Okay. And what do you call bread made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things you make out of cornbread or cornmeal?
You make muffins. A lot of things you make out of it.
How about when you cook it in hot grease, like you cook it with fish?
Corn darnin. Call that corn darnin.
Do you have any other names like that?